What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're two best friends. We're going on a fragrance journey, smelling fragrances, but also trying bourbons with our friend Sean. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, man. I'm so happy to be here. Ryan, it's nice to meet you today.
Nice to meet you as well. Sean kicked my ass in pool today.
That's right. We both did.
Yeah. How y'all feel about that?
I feel like kicked your ass is that's a bold way to put it, because let's be honest, Mike got brought back into the game multiple times. And same with me, I think once.
Well, me and Sean's winnings aside, we've brought him in here to smell Straight to Heaven by Killian, and he's brought us a little fancy treat. I've never had bourbon before. No, that's a lie. I have had bourbon before. Non-memorable experience. This will be a special occasion.
I don't think I've ever had bourbon. I don't know. What should we call it? Does Crown? No, that doesn't count, does it?
So Crown Royal is a Canadian blend whiskey. So, like,
okay,
quick question. I don't know, and maybe y'all don't know, and that's cool if you don't. But do you know, like, the difference between whiskey and bourbon?
I don't have a clue.
I totally do. I'm such an expert. But for the listeners who don't know.
Right. Mike, I forget. You know a lot about a lot of things. But yeah, so quick little tidbit. All bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. So bourbon is a type of whiskey that is at least 51% corn as the primary grain.
Okay.
So it can't be bourbon if it's got less than 51% corn. But at that point, you know, you've got like so many different types of bourbon. Like you end up getting like heavy rye bourbons, and you get like heavy barley bourbons, stuff like that. You end up getting into like the weeds with that shit. But ultimately, you know, 51% corn, like it's going to be a bit of a sweeter whiskey than some. Have y'all ever had a rye by chance?
No. I definitely haven't.
I've only done scotch, except for literally last weekend. I shot a wedding with a friend, and I was taking the portraits of the groomsmen, and they're all doctors. So they pull out some beautiful bottle and they say, hey, you want to do a shot of bourbon with this? And I was like, yeah, drink on the job. That's totally me. So I had it, and it was very nice. But I think that really kind of popped the seal for me. That might have been the first bourbon experience that I've had. So,
well, this will be my first
year. Maybe it was more memorable than I thought. But before we get into the bourbon, let's do our usual show semantic moves and go straight to Fragrantica for a review by Crab Suit Londo.
That's the best name we've had in a while.
Crabs.
Who says this about Straight to Heaven? Once it hits your skin, it immediately evaporates off of it and dies. Similar to the name, it goes straight to heaven. Wow. Very disappointing. Sounds like we're in for a treat.
Yeah. All right. Before we get started, though, we're doing shots, right?
Or that's right. Well, you don't shoot this. Okay. You
sip it or what?
Ideally, yeah. So we can do both, to be honest with you.
I'll sip.
We'll let you sip. And then once we get some of the tasting notes, I'm curious to know, like, if you guys are going to be able to pick up any of the notes in this thing. Okay. I'm just, you know, so whenever you taste bourbon or whiskey of any kind, you got to think about, like, okay, how is it hitting my nose? How is it hitting my tongue, like, right off the bat? And then, like, what's the aftertaste going to be like?
So is there, like, a method to how I'm supposed to drink this? Like, should I be, like, inhaling and drinking at the same time or something?
That's actually a really good way to engage more of your senses with it. Yeah. Okay. So I think whenever I first started, I'll be honest, I was being a little bitch about it. I was like, man, it's like, I can smell it. And then I'm like, oh, that smells fucking strong, right? And then I would, like, take a sip of it. But I realized, I was like, oh, man, I'm holding my breath whenever I'm drinking this. And so then I told my friend, he's like, dude, you got to stop being a little bitch about it, man. He's like, you just got to start, just go full throttle. And so then I started doing that. But, you know, sipping bourbon is one of those things, man. Like, whenever I did it my first time, I think it took me maybe like three sips and like four good smells before I suddenly, like, all I could taste was like caramel and vanilla. And I was like,
wow.
I left the room and I came back 5 minutes later. I was like, still in disbelief. I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, cause like, I was like, that first drink is going to be as strong as you think it will be. Like, I mean, you're drinking straight. This is actually something that's like, I think it's like 116 proof.
Woo.
So it's still. Hey.
Yay.
We don't have far to drive, people. Don't worry.
I'm like literally a block from this location.
Yeah.
But just as a gift, I did decide, because I gave it some thought this week. I texted Mike earlier, you know, or maybe a couple days ago. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to pick up a bottle tomorrow. I kind of had a toss up between a few different bottles, and I ended up sticking with Wild Turkey Rare Breed, which is a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. It's barrel proof, which means like there was no water added to it to like distill it down. Like it's solid, like right out of the barrel. This is it. They don't add anything else to it to sort of make it weaker. And this is 116.8 proof. So that is a hot 58.4% alcohol.
Damn.
Okay. So, and also just for the listeners, what type of price tag are we looking at? Give us a range.
Yeah. So like, I think, you know, your standard bottle of the rare breed is going to be like $50.
Okay.
Give or take. Yeah. Kind of just depends on where you're at, what the market's looking like, how much money they're looking to make off of people, I guess. But,
damn. That was that pour wherever they used the Jim Leahy meme. He's like falling out of the goddamn trailer.
Feel free to not drink all of it. Whatever you don't drink, I'll probably finish up for you.
Lisa. Here, tap me just a little bit
more. Absolutely, dude.
All right. Cheers, okay,
fellas. So real quick, if you would, swirl your glass maybe 10 seconds.
Does that actually do something?
Yeah. So what you're doing is if you think about it, it's been locked up, sealed up in this bottle, straight out of the barrel.
Airtight.
So, yeah, airtight, right? Which I think is actually slang for something else, but I've heard about that on YMH recently, your mom's house podcast. But
I know where we're going with this.
You think so?
Yeah, it's what I am right around tax season.
It's because you owe the IRS too much money.
Yeah.
You're trying
because
to
this podcast is raking in. Yeah. Thanks to all the Patreons out there for buying us these Ferraris outside.
Yeah. So basically, whenever you're swirling around like that, y'all are probably good. I need to swirl mine a little bit more. But you're letting the oxygen kind of start to open this up a little bit more. And then to open it up even further, people would put like a couple drops of like distilled water, shit like that in there. But
so should I smell it first? Should I just smell it while drinking? Or
I would for sure. Smell it that first sip, kind of, you know, spread it around your tongue a little bit, spread it around your lips, you know, kind of let it
get the initial burn out of the way, right?
Yeah, and then get acquainted with it, and then go for a sip.
Okay,
salute.
Salute.
Yeah, that word.
Starting off strong. Mm-hmm. Ryan is swishing it in his mouth right now.
That can't be what you're supposed to do.
I mean, that's one, you know, look, there's no wrong way to do this.
Mike was a bitch.
Well, I'm not using a straw like you are.
Okay.
Brian's got a bendy straw.
I'm curious, like, first impression, do you think it just tastes like ass? What do you think? I mean, what's going on?
It doesn't
on
taste like ass. It tastes like, I mean, I've had Crown. It tastes way stronger than that.
It is way stronger.
And definitely was not expecting it to like burn that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't necessarily a bad taste. And I mean, did you start tasting more as you got more liquored up? Is that what's happening?
That's one way to say it. Yeah. Basically. Here's the thing too, with these barrel proofs, you know, bourbons, you're going to be looking at a high proof. And so like, that's a significant bit of alcohol, like in a pour. So, I mean, it's going to burn that first, you know.
That runner. Next sip is softer.
Yeah.
It's not as strong.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you drink a soda. If you haven't had soda in a while, all that sugar really hits your tongue right at first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then after your tongue's kind of primed, then you can, you know, taste the.
And Mike's first reaction to drinking bourbon, the way you coughed, is the exact way that I would have expected. Like if I had a time travel machine and I went back to like the caveman times and I gave, you know, I opened up, or let's say I went to McDonald's and got a Sprite, for some reason that shit's overpowered. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
then he's going to be coughing on the ground for a hot minute. So you reacted about the way I expected.
Well, let me ask you this. Cause I was actually really quickly about to go, you know what? I want to take a drink of this water. Would that actually affect this? Like, would it cleanse my palate? And I'm like starting over again.
I mean, you know, that's actually a question I never thought about. Maybe. It wouldn't be like starting over now. It would not be starting over.
Weird. You know, it's making sense now while all those Westerns are like, you know, and pouring it, you know, on their fucking wounds and shit. Because this is definitely a burn. I was not expecting it the first sip.
How was the second sip?
Was not as bad, no, at all. In fact, I don't think there was really any burn at all. It was that first one.
Yeah, I tried to mention it. There's really, you can only say so much about it, but like, that first drink's going to be...
Yeah, it's smoother the next couple of drinks. I'm three in. I'm struggling to figure out what I'm tasting.
Yeah.
other than just strong alcohol.
Yeah.
But the burn isn't that first sip is like boom in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then this has like that on towards the back of your mouth. And then there is flavor, but I don't know how to describe it yet.
Yeah. And I think for me personally, a lot of the flavored notes like that I might be able to pick up on. Usually I taste it in that aftertaste, right? Like it's like those lingering notes like in my mouth for some reason at the tail end. Once you get past that initial burn, some of the things that you may or may not be able to pick up in this is some spice.
Yeah, I got the spice. Right.
sort of a smoky oak. And
you guys are definitely going to know I'm not a drinker. <'cause>
You're right.
This has gotten easier, but it's still, I'm with Mike. It's a lot of hard stuff for me to taste. It is.
There's like a sweetness that I can't put my thumb on. Like on the, you know, I'm like six sips now. And there is a sweetness to it I can't describe, but it has a sweet taste in my mouth.
Am I imagining this, or have I heard somebody say in the past before that drinking stuff like this after a meal is good for the gut or something? Did I hear that?
I don't know about bourbon, but I mean, like maybe.
Wine is supposed to be good for, I don't know if it thins your blood out and so that helps with people who have heart problems and stuff like that. I don't know that this does, but it sure makes me feel like a man.
You look like a man.
Yeah, baby. You
sound like God damn, man. Like every movie I've ever watched, and they're like all cool and calm and classy with this shit, man.
Well,
do I sound like a man now?
You sound like a manly man. I will give you this credit, Ryan. Like, I think for y'all to sort of have no experience with bourbon, to start off with barrel proof is real fucking bold.
Is that good?
I don't know that it was good on my part. I think it's good for y'all. It's great for y'all, actually, because if you end up like getting used to that, that's actually a really good one to start out with.
Okay.
But
I feel like Sean's about to be like Denzel Washington Training Day. We're going to be like hallucinating. He's going to be like, I didn't know you guys like to get wet.
Yeah. PCP.
Yeah.
I mean, my question is, because when I would drink scotch, I would drink it on the rocks.
Yeah.
Do you typically drink that? This is like room temperature. Is this how you're typically drinking it?
This is typically how I take my neat. Now, you know, you can put it on the rocks. You could add a little bit of distilled water to it. Mm-hmm. In both cases, you know, it's going to be changing the flavor profile. You're going to be picking up different things. So there is value to switching it up, even especially like as you're tasting in some different ways, because you'll pick up on some different things.
You probably get a fuller flavor with a warmer beverage.
Yeah. You're going to be tasting more of what it's intended to be like.
Let's let this ruminate a little bit. Absolutely. And I think we get into our scent of the day, Straight to Heaven by Killian.
Guys, I'm a big dude, but I do not drink. I'm just going to go ahead and apologize for acting a fool that I know is about to come up.
So,
I already feel my filters leaving me right now.
So we picked this because when I asked you what fragrances you're kind of into, I was like, I want to be able to wow him.
Yeah.
And you said you like woodsy.
You're about to give me the wood, brother.
Is that
what I'm picking up?
That's what I like to do. Right. So this to us reminds us of this like whiskey barrel woodsy sort of fragrance.
I'm here for it.
And I think I'm going to let you do the honors. Here's what you do, okay?
All right.
Couple spritzes on the hand, and then a couple spritzes on the card.
Okay. Now, let me ask a question. Am I going to be picking up different? Is it going to be smelling different based like on my hand as opposed to on the card?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It should be.
Give me the quick rundown on why that would be different. Like
the thing that I would say is that you're going to get more off the card initially.
Yeah.
But as the fragrance warms up on your skin, you'll get a different experience.
Okay. Because I came in here not having showered this week. So like, you
know, that's fine.
It's just going to smell like shit.
But let's see what that body does. Go ahead.
All right. I'm kidding, by the way. I do shower. Just so y'all know.
No, he's not kidding.
He's like the best dressed guy here right now.
I know. I was like, man, I need a shirt like that. And I also need to, I'm too stingy with my buttons. You're just letting it fly, man.
I got some chest hair, Sean.
God damn, this thing smells so good. What was that dumbass's name that we read just a minute ago?
Michael Crabtree Crab Jacket.
Yeah. I think you might have messed up. Was it like crab suit Lando?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crab suit. That's what it was. What did I say? Crab jacket? Yeah, I don't know what.
Does this not smell like a whiskey barrel?
Dude, that smells phenomenal to me.
It is incredible. It's now, one of my favorite smells.
If his or was that a he or her? I have no idea.
The person that made this?
No.
Oh.
Crab suit.
Oh, we don't know. I'm going to assume it's a guy.
Yeah.
If your one complaint was that like this scent like leaves too soon, like it doesn't stick around. I haven't been able to pick that up yet, but I mean, like the scent to me right now is phenomenal.
It is gorgeous.
So kind of tell us what you're smelling. What can you pick up out of it? And you don't have to try to explain it in any way, just layman's terms.
Oh man. I almost want to say that I'm actually smelling some of the same, like, I want to say spice, but not that harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something like sweeter, but almost, it kind of reminds me of like a whiskey barrel. And I also want to say like, and maybe this is why I'm thinking whiskey barrel, because like I'm picking up like some notes of like wood and I'm not sure like exactly what type.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like to me, like as a novice, you know, I pick up candles that smell like, you know, mahogany or teak wood.
Right.
Yeah. Or sandalwood. And I'm like, if you ask me, like if you put all three of those scents in front of me right now, I could not tell you which one was which. But, like, I mean, I feel like I'm picking up like woody.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you're on the right path. And for me, like, so I used to work in outside lawn and garden a long time ago at some random dumbass company. And we used to have to set out the whiskey barrels. They like, you know, they were cut in half. They would use for like potting plants and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But they would literally smell just kind of like, I used to love handling those things because it smelled so delicious to me. So that's all I smell is like whiskey barrel pretty much. And it just smells incredible.
It's called lawn decor, by the way, Ryan.
Whatever they want to call it.
You work there, not me. But I also get an earthiness to this as well. Like when I smell it, I smell like I won't say dirt, but there is this dry earth smell that is really pleasant.
God, it's so good.
But it is just that and like some sort of woodsy, just woodsy wood.
Woodsy wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the woodhouse right now. So
almost like you're sitting in like a cedar sauna, mm-hmm. like one of those dry cedar saunas.
Mm-hmm. So this is Straight to Heaven by Killian White Crystal.
You ready for this? Last name Hennessy, Killian Hennessy.
You're full of shit.
Nope, swear to you. Same family.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, the Hennessy family. So a lot of their fragrances, there's another one called Angel Share, which is like, I think what they call when they are pouring out of the barrels, the mist that kind of kicks up and rises into the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
They call that the Angel Share. Mm-hmm. And that's what that fragrance is based on. So a lot of these, especially, I think he calls this the Vices or the Liqueurs or something. But either way, some of them actually, the bottle is like a whiskey glass type glass.
Mm. Yeah, it's sharp.
That's fascinating.
And it's, it's about his family trade.
Yeah. Mike, real quick, I hate to bust your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You like to correct Ryan earlier on lawn decor. I was just going to take the moment to tell you it's actually not angel share. It's angel hair. And what you're talking about is pasta. Mike actually has no idea what he's talking about.
Look,
the majority of the time. He is absolutely bluffing it.
I'll tell you guys now.
Mike picked up this drink really quick. Are you mad about that?
up that bourbon.
I'm also picking up this middle finger and passing around. I know what the hell angel hair is. I eat it all the goddamn time.
Oh, that explains so much.
I like Sean already.
Mm-hmm. It's smoother the more you drink.
It really is. Any more notes?
Have I been drinking more than you guys?
Maybe you're just taking bigger sips.
God, I'm just going to tell you.
Like a glutton.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you guys, we've had to kill the AC in here to record this, and I'm like really not liking that right now.
Yeah, because we're in the pool hall.
Yeah.
We just had pizza, played pool. Now we're doing a podcast.
All that sounds like this place fucking reeks.
But it smells great. It smells like bourbon and straight to heaven.
There's a lot of water on the floor. And I'm not sure that it's coming from the AC unit.
By the way, this is not our pool hall. We're at some other place's pool hall, but they have not fixed this AC in 2 months. And every time you turn on, water just spilling everywhere.
It's frustrating.
Very frustrating. Okay.
Man, I'm impressed with this scent, though, I'll be honest with you.
Well, hit him with the price and trend, Ryan. What's he looking to pay if he wants to get a bottle of this?
$295.
Jesus. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you know what?
You think it's worth that if you smell it?
I mean, dude, it does smell phenomenal.
Have you ever smelled anybody that smelled like that?
I'm not entirely.
Ever.
I'm, well, I can't. put it past Mike. I'm not going to lie. I think there was one day we had lunch and you smelled really nice. And I thought I could just...
It was probably Luna Russell.
I could just eat him up right then and there. But I mean, like...
It was actually a Ventus.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. He would love...
Oh, Ventus. You remember what you were wearing that day?
Oh, I knew exactly what I was going to wear to hope that you would eat me up. Oh, okay. We were meeting for lunch, but I was like... I'm on the menu today.
Let me hit you with this Ventus. Yeah, no, I really enjoy this one. $2.95 for a now here's the deal too. Yeah.
For this bottle right here.
50 ml.
That's a pretty small bottle.
Yes.
Yeah.
For $2.95. But and for the novice, mm-hmm. Sean, hell no.
Right.
Now
we're getting ahead of the skip it, sample it, buy it.
Uh-huh.
But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying. I mean, like, look, that scent is really great.
It is so good.
Well, and good to know. You can actually get these on discounters for far less than that, but that's retail price.
How much did we pay for those? So we found at one time, I think they're sold out now, but mm-hmm. FragranceNet had these in 100 ml refillables because you can refill this.
Yeah. So this bottle, I actually bought this as an empty bottle on eBay. Which you can get, and then you can get what we got, which is the refill bottles. They're 100 mil.
How much should we pay for one of those?
I think $120.
Yeah, so we took
for 100 mil, so double this amount,
and we bought fucking three of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
because we loved it so much.
So I mean, you're talking like twice the amount that's in that bottle.
Yeah,
and you're paying like almost a third of the price.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
And absolutely. We bought three of them.
Yeah, now, he was like. Look what I found. I got it. We can split it. And I said, oh no, I'm going to get me one of my own. Then I ordered one. And then we were like, there's only one left. We're like, let's order that one too.
That's gnarly.
Yes.
That's a great deal though.
This is one of my favorite scents of all time.
Yeah.
God. Now,
quick question. When you bought the bottle on eBay,
mm-hmm.
how much were you paying for the bottle? And were they
$50?
Okay. Mm. So they kind of had an idea maybe that like what you... They had an idea of what you were going to do.
Yes, 100%. Okay. Yeah, so somebody used it up. And look, there are people that sell empty bottles that you can't refill.
Sorry. I took a sip of this. I'm sorry.
It's still choking you up?
You know what's funny? Yeah, it's like really burning on my airways over here. I don't know.
Did you breathe it in?
I didn't try to. Maybe I'm an idiot. Sorry. I didn't mean to cough over your huge segment, okay, Mike? God damn.
But yeah, so for $50, because I mean, you could go buy a 50 mil decant to put it in for $17-18. I'm like, $30 more. I get the actual presentation. So I went ahead and pulled the trigger on that.
Tobacco. Not a bad investment.
Tobacco. That's what I'm picking up. Like a sweeter, sweeter southern tobacco.
Okay.
You know what? And I really don't know, but I do have it here. Let's do see what notes they got. I don't think that's here.
And I'm way off.
So the top notes to this are rum and dried fruit. So the top notes is what you would kind of smell in the initial burst. Mm-hmm. Then as it kind of dries down, you have a patchouli, which is kind of a dirt smell. Earthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then nutmeg, which I love that, and jasmine. But then
that's some spices that you're talking about.
And the dried fruit.
Then the bottom food, the base notes of this are Virginia cedar, musk, amber, and vanilla.
Virginia cedar, musk, amber, and vanilla. Okay, I'm definitely picking up the musk. I mean, I can tell that pretty easily. The vanilla, maybe.
I can get the vanilla, definitely in the skin.
It's done right, though. This is one of those fragrances, and look, we're uneducated in many avenues, but there is something about when you smell a fragrance like this and nothing is poking out too sharp, it just smells like it's its own identity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it isn't one thing too loud here. It's just beautifully balanced. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. And as you listed those off, I thought to myself, I was like, I don't know that I could necessarily like pick any of those specific things out without it being beautifully like enmeshed with everything else.
100%. Yeah.
Funny, the guy that's never done a fragrance podcast has figured that out really early on. Isn't that weird? It's not a jab at you, by the way.
No, but to be honest, as you mentioned that, and Mike, as you mentioned, like, you know, there's not anything that's just like screaming at you necessarily.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about with like some of these bourbons. Like, yeah, like there's some bourbons that like Woodford Reserve. It's a great bourbon, too sweet for me. Mm-hmm. I think I can taste way too much dried fruit. And I realized, like, I think I've enjoyed this rare breed the most because I don't think there's a single, yes, it's spicy and warm and, you know, whatever, a little punchier than most bourbons would be. But like, I don't think there's a single like tasting note in that bourbon that I can just pick out and be like, this is way too strong.
I think the sweetness of the bourbon that I was talking about does kind of remind me of a fruity type texture, mm-hmm. like a dried fruit type texture when I taste it. So maybe I'm kind of understanding that a little bit. I don't know. I wouldn't be like, they probably use dried peaches. You know, I don't know specifically, right. But like I am getting that sort of fruitiness out of it now that I haven't had any water and I've had a few sips now to where the burn is not so much there anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of getting more of the settled down like taste and texture of it.
Does the bourbon for you, Sean, since you're more versed in this than us, does it ever get to where you're like, I don't feel the burn at all? I'm just sipping something delicious right now.
Oh, I mean, yeah, like I don't feel any burn right now. I don't think I felt any burn after that, maybe that second sip. God. But then again, it had been like a few months since I really spent some time with like bourbon.
Man, I feel like your palate's like really adjusted because I'm still feeling, it's not, obviously it's not the first burn, but every one of them have been like, that's kind of taking my breath away a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's going to be us for a while.
Okay. Oh, yeah. By the way, I didn't give you guys a trend of this.
Just about to ask.
The trend on this is fucking gnarly. It's just keeps going up.
It was never low at the start and has grown.
It has never went down since it started low. It's just gradually grown. And I think maybe if more people like experience it, they'll understand. And I will say for the record, because I fell in love with it first time because you used to have mm-hmm. it early on before I ever bought it.
Yeah.
But Mike would walk in. And like, it would be like a 10-foot radius that smelled like kind of like he came in drunk or something, but it smelled incredible, you know?
Yeah. Well, I used to have a connection at Neiman's. He's since left the company, unfortunately. But when I would go in, he would give me 5 or 10 mil decants of, I could pick one fragrance.
Damn.
And he would fill that up. So I was looking for a Killian fragrance and I sprayed this one and a few other ones. And this one, when you smell something that's stronger, it blunts your senses to where you don't really pick this up a lot. Mm-hmm. So throughout the day, I forgot where I sprayed what.
Oh yeah.
But I kept going, God, there's one that it keeps blowing my mind. Like I keep going back to it. I can't stop smelling it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was another one for the longest time. And old crab suit is wrong in this, and that this actually sticks around a lot longer than you think.
For sure.
And the longer it's on you, the more I love it. And I just kept coming back to it and coming back to it. So as soon as you showed me that, I was like, we're on this. I've got to get that bottle.
God, it's incredible. Okay. We're going to let you answer this first here, Sean.
All right.
You smelled this now. Well, you've gotten us liquored up a little bit here, but you've smelled this now. You've taken it in.
Yeah.
After smelling it and breaking it down, what kind of person do you feel like can pull this fragrance off? If you could describe that person to the listeners, if it hits you, let us know how they look. What's their job like? What's their personality like? Are they cute? I don't know.
All right. So, yes, they're cute, but in a real, you look like you just like came out of the forest and you were chopping down trees all day.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
like, that guy on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
The lumberjack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He gets everyone's loins frothy and then you realize you're like, man, I could never do what you do. Just like that, right? And
yeah.
Yeah,
he pops those suspenders off and I'm like, oh, God. I dim the lights. I'm looking for my tissues.
The bottle of Jergens is just waiting for you by the bedside.
100%.
Yeah. No, definitely like a, I want to say a rugged smell to it. You know, I think that man in my mind's, he's showing chest hair.
Hell yeah.
You know, he's wearing the flannel or the, you know, the jean jacket.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's been working hard. He's got some calluses on his hands.
But they're sharp. They smell this good. You're just like, damn, man. It fits all that for me. It is a very, somehow it's so soft and sweet, but it's actually kind of masculine because of that whiskey barrel kind of pull to it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, man, this is a badass, manly ass for, I mean, a woman could wear this, by the way.
Oh, yeah. God, I bet it would be very attractive.
For sure.
Probably the tissues and the Jergens coming back out, you know? Here's a question.
Yeah.
When do you wear it? Is this a every day? Is this a special occasion? Forget the price, just the profile of the fragrance. When are you wearing this fragrance?
I'm wearing this fragrance anytime that I want to look good and I want to be mysterious, I think.
Yes, sir.
I want an air of mystery. And I think that for some reason, you're right, Ryan. I think you get both. I think you get, because of that musk, you get some of the manliness. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, and on top of that, like some of the same elements you might find in like a bourbon. And I love that you said like it almost smells like a whiskey barrel to you. Because that's exactly right. I think too, like because of the dried fruit and the vanilla, there is some of that sweetness present.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like, it's like Mike, when I look at Mike, it's like I see that beard and I'm like, that's a rugged man. And I look at his tattoos and I'm like, Jesus.
But then he starts talking and he's super soft and sweet.
Yeah. Right, I'm like, right. Hey guys.
Yeah. He's a fucking nerd. Right. But it's something really nice about that, because it's like, you look like a badass and then you start talking and you're like, now you're like hook, line and sinker.
Now I'm a sweet ass.
Bring that sweet ass over here. That's what this scent makes me think.
Yeah. 100%. I'm with you on that.
That's fantastic.
Okay. Sean, are you going to skip it?
Sample it?
Or buy it?
What are you going to do, Sean?
I'll sample it until I can find the 100 milliliter.
Yes. Good call.
Let me get that refill. I don't need the bottle.
Yeah.
Look, I'll just keep it. If I have to, I'll just keep it in an old water bottle.
And I'm just sure it's splash good. It on.
Now, some of you purists might hate how I would defile this, this fragrance, but, at this point, like I'm so enamored with it. It's almost like anything that I could do to like, you know, keep it around.
Oh man. This for me is a certifiable lock of the century buy for me.
Yeah.
This is just, and knowing the price that I can get it for. Now, would I buy 50 ml for $295 hundo?
No way.
Sorry, Mr. Hennessy. No, I can't.
Maybe with tax return money.
Right? Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm just not one of those point, people. Yeah. You're still spending too much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the bottle's cool, but if I couldn't have found an empty one, I would have been just as happy to keep it. We put it in 10 mil decants for a long time to spray.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing for me, man. If I can get that refill, I'm going to buy that. I will always have this on hand if I can help it.
100%. Now, here's the deal. Let's say buy with an asterisk, right? So it seems like that's kind of what we're getting at anyway. But if my great aunt Susie died and I had no idea who she was and she left me like, hey, Sean, here's $300. You remember Great Aunt Susie, right? She loved
you.
And I'm like, great. Hell yeah, I remember her, you know? Let me go buy this $295, you know, dollar bottle.
Right, alone. Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
With the understanding that I'm definitely going to be making use of those 100 mil
for sure.
Yes.
Refills.
Right.
Because that makes it all pay off for me.
Yeah, when the time comes.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
For sure. I feel it too, man. It is a great fragrance. On the skin lasts a lot longer than you'd expect. And right. It's
louder than you think too.
It's true. Yeah. Because I think you've worn it. You've also let another family member spray it on. He got home to his wife and his wife was still like blown away by it. And he had been wearing it for a while. So it doesn't just disappear. But if you're, you know, a fragrance enthusiast like we are, sometimes we sniff it so much that we become nose blind to it.
Oh, for sure.
So you kind of gotta, you know how the dogs do, they like almost do that little sneeze to like reset their nose so they can keep sniffing stuff. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to do that.
That's what I like to think. That's how I think of my boot and rally. Like whenever I drink too much bourbon, I just got to go throw up and then come back.
Oh, there you go.
You know, it's like a brand new.
See?
I'm kidding.
Hey, learning things.
I promise you, I'm not an alcoholic.
What's that 1-800 number?
He lied. We had to wheelbarrow him in here. Wow. Okay. You know what? I think this has been a good run. Sean, I really do appreciate you letting us taste this bourbon. I feel really loosey-goosey. Can't wait to drive home. Kidding. But it's getting a lot better. I'm taking smaller sips, by the way. That's solving the burning and not breathing at the same time over here.
Okay. Well, I've been doing that, just the tiniest little sips to really mostly just like cover my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Much better.
You just swallow first. You've just been chugging it over here.
Oh, that was great over here.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on the pod. I've got a respect for what y'all are doing. I love that y'all sort of took a deep dive into a passion or something that developed into a, you know, even more of a passion. So like, you know, I'm here for it. And that's why I kind of wanted to bring the bourbon, because I thought to myself, I was like, these guys have like made a fun time and like a growing podcast and business like that. As I thought about like my own pursuit and hobby with bourbon, I've thought, I was like, I can really respect that, you know. So like, I'm glad I got to share this with y'all. Glad y'all got to share it with me.
Man, it's been a
love
pleasure.
The scent so much.
Yeah, will you promise to be back on?
Absolutely,
on dude. The spot.
Absolutely, anytime that you want me to come and pocket some pool balls and like beat the shit out of Ryan.
Please, yes, he
I
needs
can't
that.
Promise, Ryan. I can't promise I'm not going to be scratching a lot and bringing Mike back. Yeah. But, you know.
I got my fair share of wins tonight as well. I'm fine with that. All right. This all in all has been a great night, and I've enjoyed all the festivities, and I think we should do it again soon.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And until next time, everybody,
spray it up, y'all.